Hey, first of all the Torah tonight should be, first of all, Lili Nishmas, someone very, very special to many people that I feel very close to, and specifically here in the Shir, Mordechai Aryeh, Mordi Aryeh, who gives chizik to each and every one of us, one of the few, maybe the only right now, that's koiveya to pretty much be here every week, even though he's married, and gives chizik to each and every one of us, what Mesiras Nefesh for Torah is all about. We welcome Aaron David tonight as well, back, Baruch Hashem. But Lili Nishmas, his grandfather, who's nifter this past week, in the middle of Shiva, Gavriel ben Rabbi Chia, who, from what I know from the Mishpacha, from Morty and from his entire Mishpacha, and his wonderful siblings and wonderful cousins, when you talk about a patriarch of a family, there's no question that's who Gavriel ben Rabbi Chia was. And he has a wonderful family to follow in his footsteps. Namir Tashem, you should all, each and every one of you, should keep him alive within you and follow in his ways and keep all that you've learned from him in the world, and therefore Sadiq Mafil Misasan Chayai, until Rezoich Etchis Amesim Bekarav Mamash Bez Hashem. It should be a big nechama to your family, and all the Torah should be Lina Shemaso Bez Hashem. Also this year tonight, everyone should have in mind, and very important, it's being sponsored L'Refu Shalema for Mordechai Bennett, a very, very close Talmud of mine. His parents both need refuos. Both of his parents, his father and his mother, both need very serious refuos. And all the learning tonight should be refuos shleima for his father, Avram Yehuda ben Tamar Reisel, as well as for his mother, Pesachana bas Tila Matel. Mordechai Mamish is more than a Talmud. He's like a Ben Bias, even though he lives in Baltimore. And therefore, his mishpacha is our mishpacha, and everyone, all the Torahs tonight should be l'refu shalema for both of his special parents, but also everyone should have in mind in your tefillos, you should take down the names Avram Yehuda ben Tamar Reisel and Pesel Chana bas Tila Matel, should both have refuos and yeshuos. Soch Sharche Yisrael Bekarov Mamish. It's chus to have chevre here. It's always a chus to have any chevre here, really. But specifically, seeing the Chevra back from Eretz Yisrael. As I mentioned last week, some of the Chevra was back last week already. It's definitely bittersweet. On one hand, I wish all of you could have stayed in Eretz Yisrael, and I'd only be seeing you there. But it's also a big chizik to see the aura of Kedusha, of Eretz Yisrael, of the Torah of Eretz Yisrael. And Amir Tashem, you should be zoche to keep it all with you, to be mashpia on all of us that need the chizik from Eretz Yisrael, and only continue to grow, and realize as well that all the ruchnis of one's life is his kesher to the Rabbeinu Shalom, and vada, there are places and circumstances that make that more conducive and easier, but it doesn't mean you can't have it here as well. If you have to be here for whatever reason that you're here for the time being, we're all here only for the time being, we're all only visiting. We're only traveling and journeying to be back in Eretz Yisrael, and to be back with the Torah of Eretz Yisrael. But realize all the Svarim are the same Svarim, and the Rabbeinu Shalom that you connect to there, he's the same Rabbeinu Shalom here. And we can have that relationship, that Kesher Shel Kayama, wherever you are. And Mir Tashem, it should be etched in all of your hearts as you carry it with you throughout the summer, until Rezoich will be back with Karav Mamash, Kaz Hashem. So all week long, I've been meeting with a lot of chevra that's been back, or just preparing for the summer in different circumstances, different places. The summer has its challenges. It's trying to give the guys chizik. But the emphasis the entire time, I was only talking to myself. The emphasis whenever I'm giving chizik to myself, maybe on different levels, in different ways. We're all keeping the same Torah. We're all on the same derech. We're all trying to strive for the same things. There's no difference, you or I. And there's no chiddush. There's the ikar chizik that I was giving all week long, and it's the chizik of our lives. And we've It's probably not 2 weeks go by that we don't quote the Chazal from Kedushin, Barasi Yetzahara, Barasi L'Torah Tavlin. That it's true that the summer has its share of Yetzahara, it has its share of Taivas, that might be stronger than during the year. Just walking the streets is more dangerous during the year. And a lot of us are in safer environments, Beruchnius. Although Baruch Hashem, many of us are going to beautiful Mekomis Kedoshim over the summer as well. But there are weeks before and there are weeks after. And there are challenges that we all have. Come to this room. Barasi Yetzahara. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Yetzahara. It's part of the world for us to defeat. For us to be Matzliach. And the only Tavlin, as the Gemara tells us, is Torah. And don't forget it. That is the only Tavlin. That is the only antidote. Lamashal, imagine you had a very serious, lo aleinu, a person had a very serious allergic reaction. And has chvesnish bumps all over their body, and they're itchy as could be, and their throat feels like it's closing up, and all the allergic reactions that, lo aleinu, we shouldn't know from it. And going to various doctors, and nobody knows exactly what it is, they're figuring it out. Then you go to the top allergist, a graduate of Harvard Medical School, top in his class, of the top allergists in all of New York. And you meet with the allergist, and he runs all different types of tests, and he says, oh, this is the issue, this is the problem, take such and such a medication, twice a day, 5 days, we'll all clear up, you'll be perfect. This is what he tells you. So what are you going to do? What is any sane individual going to do? You're going to do exactly what he told you to do. I'll take the flowers, put them behind. You're going to do exactly what he told you to do. You're going to take the medication, and you're going to trust and have... Let's put them on the floor, it's fine. You're going to have bitachon in this raife, who's only, we all understand, the shliach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and an eved HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But he's the shliach, and you're going to listen, you take the medication, and mitzvah shem, you're going to be completely healed. Nobody in their right mind is going to say, he told me to take this medication twice a day for 5 days. Instead, I'm going to drink 3 cups of orange juice a day. And bistama, I'll be healed. Because my great-great-great-grandmother, she said, if you drink orange juice, you're good to go. That's what I'm going to do. You're a fool. Nobody would do that. So the Eibishter, the Rabban Shalom B'chleid of Atzmo, says, Baratzi Yetzahara, says, I created the Yetzahara. There's the Yetzahara in the world. And it could grab hold of you, and it could pull you down. And we have temptations, and we have taivas, and we have hirhurim. And we have situations which are challenging, viruchnias, that probably will be over the summer. And it's not a klal, it's reality, and we have to be ready for it and prepared for it. So what's going to be the antidote? You're going to try to figure it out on your own? I'm the doctor. I'm the one who knows how to deal with the machla. I know nothing. Who's going to know? The one who created the machla, the Eibishter. And the Eibishter says, Barasi Yetzahara, Barasi Torah Tavlin. He tells us what the Tavlin is. Zehu, the Tavlin to any Yetzahara is Torah. So we want to be Matzliach over a summer when there are challenges in this Yoinus. This is one answer. There's one answer, and that's Limud HaTorah and Amelos B'Torah. And we can't forget that. Sometimes it's true, all of us have our moments of inspiration by various areas of Yiddishkeit, whether it be a Gevaldik Tish, whether meaning with a big Gadol, whether it be a tremendous Tefillah, which is so important, Avoidish B'Lev of Tefillah, whether we're inspired by being involved in tremendous Chasadim. Some of us might be in a Kemp Simcha over the summer and be doing incredible things. Okay, the Haschever is already there. That's why we have to learn Torah. Somebody has to learn. So, but anyways, Lamai says, no, they're doing beautiful, wonderful things. Maybe in Yavid is what it is. No, we already gave them the Chizik before they left. Hopefully they're learning as well at night. But anyways, Lamai says, all these other areas of Yiddishkeit, which are beautiful and wonderful, and definitely could be additives and could help us grow and are important mitzvahs. But when it comes down to it, the foundation of our lives and what's going to keep us strong in every situation is Limud HaTorah. Is a kesher shel kayama l'Torah. And we can't forget that. And that's why I think there's no question. As we always say, very often in Shir, as the Lubavitcher Rebbe, Zecher Tzaddik Kadosh Livracha, Yahrzeit was last Shabbos Kodesh, we're still within the week after Shabbos. We know Vayivarech Kim Yom Shviyei Kadosh, so Kedusha Bracha comes from the week, the Shabbos before. So we're still in the week of the Kedusha, of the Yahrzeit of the Rebbe. The Rebbe used to always say we have to live with the Parsha. And I think there's no question when he's saying live with Parshas Chukas this week, which is, as we wrote in the email, the final weekly Thursday night shiur for the entire summer. Halavai, hopefully we'll have a couple during the summer, sporadically, but definitely not weekly, unless we're Zoichad Mashiach, which Bez Hashem will happen, then we'll be in Yerushalayim. But, and I want the Chevron to understand that's very hard for me. One of the first things I thought about when I took this job over the summer to be the Rav in Camp Dina was Thursday night shiur. Emes was Thursday night shiur. And that shiur, this shiur, which is Koveit Motor every single Thursday night, but based on the cheshbon for the mishpach and other things, it made sense, something I had to do. But I feel terrible because the chevra knows this shiur goes on, it goes on cholmoy and bein azmanim, no matter what, it doesn't stop. And halavai, for the chevra in this room, I know the learning's not going to stop. The learning, chas v'shalom, the learning's not going to stop. But realize, Emes, it's hard. So this is the last Torah we have to carry with us for a while that we're going to learn together on a Thursday night on Erev Shabbos Kodesh. So I think there's no question that Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us, as the Lubavitcher Rebbe, you have to live with the parasha, that it's in this week's parasha that the Gemara in Brachos, Avsamach Gimel, Darshins, on the Pasuk Zois, HaTorah Adam Kiyamas Ba'oil. This is the Torah Adam Kiyamas Ba'oil, talking about laws of Tumah V'Tara, Tumas Oil, which we'll talk about maybe a little bit later in the 5-minute Vart. So Gemara in Brachos very famously says, "Ein divrei Torah miskayven elamiv shemaymis atmola." The Torah is only as a kiyamis. The Torah that's going to be Torah tavlim only stick with you if you're maymis atmola. It literally means if you kill yourself over it. You literally kill yourself over it, and we have to understand what these words mean, because on the surface they sound very intense and very harsh. Well, they are. But what does that mean? Literally kill yourself over it. And by the way, the Maimer of that, the Baal HaMaimer of that Gemara is Reish Lakish. And that's very important to understand. It's Amar Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish tells us, we'll get back to that. Why specifically Reish Lakish? But what does this mean? That you have to mamish, kill yourself over Torah? Should I not even stop to eat? Should I not stop to drink? Should I be learning till I literally leave this world? Have my neshama leave this world because of the Torah that I'm learning? Is that what it means? Seemingly, that's not what it means exactly. So first of all, I saw an amazing Tver Shleima, the Hilger Adamsker. Tver Shleima says, he brings down a Gemara, he brings down a Pirkei Derb Elazar, Mem Gimel, talking about Reish Lakish. And when Reish Lakish died, together in that same day, his old friends from back in the day also passed away. Who were his old friends? The Chevra knows the story of Reish Lakish, right? His old friends were all the Ganavim, all the thieves, all the bandits, all the mamish lowest of low. They all passed away as well on the same day. They all passed away as well. Fine. And they go up to Shemayim, and Reish Lakish is sitting in the palace, living it up, Chayo El Mabo, and their mamish B'Sholtach is in the lowest of places, in the worst of places. And they see, mamish, they see clear as day what their lives brought them and what Reish Lakish's life brought him. And they want it so badly. They want that! Let me have that! And they say, this mamish, I read to the Pirkei Derb Elazar, hey, we're going to go, let us go back, let us do tshuva, let us go lead our lives properly. And they, no, it's too late. It's too late, it's over. Says, if we had one more day, what would we do with that day? We'll change. We'll no, you can't have it anymore. Tver Shleima says, Shuv yoim echad lifnei misascha. How are you supposed to know you have to do tshuva before you die? You never know when you're going to die. So every day, you have to live every day as if it's the last. Every day should be on your mind. Not in a depressing way, chas v'shalom. Not walking around depressed. But in a way recognizing, I have to make the most of this day as if it's my last. I have to make the most of this day as if it's my last. Ein d'vitom iskayim l'shemeim et atmo le'ad v'shalom. It means that I have to look at it as if I'm dying. And then my Torah will have a kiyumis. Because then I'm going to give my all to my learning. Then I'm going to learn with everything I've got. Because I understand this is my last Torah. This is what I'm pulling with me. That's what it is in that Gemara in Brachos Tafei that we quote often, right? That our whole life we have to defeat the Yetzirah. If we're not being Matzliach, what do you do? Be Oisik B'Torah. For us, Yetzirah, for us, Yetzirah, Tavlo. If you're not Matzliach, Zok Kriya Shema. If you're not being Matzliach, Yaskir Lo Yom HaMisa. Remember, Yom HaMisa. Not, again, not in a depressing way, in a way to give you the chizik to make the most of today. To give you all into your learning. We have to make the most of every day, but specifically in our Limud Torah. You know, there's a story, I've said this over probably at the table before, I've said this over often, it's one of my, I read this story, I think about this story all the time. And I mamish almost daily make decisions in my life because of this story. And I'm sure many of you have heard the story from me before. I usually read it from there. I forgot to bring it, but this professor, Randy Pausch, some of you read the book, I'm sure, or heard the lecture, the last lecture. Whoever knows the last lecture. If you haven't read it, it's very... Summer is a good time. You know, it's a good... Maybe you don't need, but if you need a little break from Limud Torah, and you want something very inspirational to give you a chizik, it's a tremendous read. The last lecture. Randy Pausch was a professor in a college, and he was stricken and diagnosed with a terrible cancer, told he only has a few months to live. He ended up living much longer than that, but he passed away by now already years ago from the cancer. And he gave a lecture in that he was scheduled to give this big lecture in the college, and he ended up using it as basically a goodbye speech to his family and to his children, teaching them about lessons of life in the most amazing way, and eventually it was turned into a book, the last lecture. And then there he tells many amazing things. It's kedai to read. But there's one story that I mamish think about all the time. How he went into a grocery store. And he went and he bought a bunch of objects. And then he went to the self-checkout line. And he rings all the objects up. And it comes out, $16.82 maybe. Something like that. I don't remember the exact number. It's in the book. And he goes, he puts his credit card in. And he's waiting for the receipt to come and take. Nothing happens. So you see, he didn't register. He puts his credit card out in again. And then what happens? Two receipts pop out. He realizes he paid twice. He paid twice, $16.82 for some oranges and milk and bread. He paid twice. So now he has a decision to make. Now this is after already, he knows he has a few months to live. He's being told. So he cheshbens himself. What could he do now? What would most people do now? They'd go find someone who works in the store to get their money back. They paid twice, right? But he cheshbens himself quickly. He's going to find some worker. Now this worker, the first person he's going to see is some low down on the totem pole who has no jurisdiction to do anything. So she's going to have to go get a chesnish, her manager. But her manager is only the manager of the people that work to put the bags. So all that they could do is tell the people where they have to put the bags. So that manager is not going to do anything for him either. So then that manager is going to have to find another manager. Ultimately, we'll have to find the ultimate manager. And he knows, listen, he has the two receipts. He has the product. It's Raya Gemura, there's no argument here. But he chesben, it might take 20-25 minutes till he gets his money back. And he thinks to himself, right now, should he go do that? Is 25 minutes of his life worth $16.82? And instead he walked out of the store, much happier to have 25 more minutes to be successful, to be productive, to do things in this world than to have $16 in his pocket. Chashivas of every moment, to recognize and to live life as if it's our last day, and to learn Torah in such a way. To learn Torah in such a way, giving our all to every daf that we learn, every blat that we learn, every pasuk that we learn, every halacha that we learn. That's perhaps the ain't term, it's kind of your name, it's atmola. Oh. But what else? What does this really mean? Let's understand what Amelus really means. And I think we can learn it from Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish, who's the one who says over this Mamer, Reish Lakish, who tells us that Ein Divrei Torah B'Sakai Melech B'Mamer Z'Atmala. Listen a little bit about Reish Lakish. The Gemara in Sanhedrin. Daf Chav Dalet. V'Amar Ula says, Haraya es Reish Lakish B'Mamer Z'Medrash. If you saw Reish Lakish in the Beis Medrash, Kilo Oiker Harim B'Toich Nein Zeh B'Zeh. It's as if he was uprooting mountains and grinding them into each other. He was so intense in his learning. He was taking every daf, every line, and obliterating it. What does that mean? Meaning breaking it apart, word for word. What's pshat? What's going on? Let me get to the ankus. Put my all into my learning. The same Reish Lakish. The Gemara Bava Tzia. Very sad Gemara. Bava Tzia Peidalad when Reish Lakish passes away. So Yechanan says, Bar Lakisha Kavemina Milsavi Makshli Esrim Vabrim Kushaisa Umafriknale Esrim Vabrim Peruke. Every time I'd learn, I'd bring a sum Torah in front of Reish Lakish, he'd have 24 questions on me, and I'd answer him back 24 answers. This is how Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yechanan would learn. Umemela Rav Chashmaisa. And through that, we'd come out with the proper understanding together. He's talking here to Blazer ben Padas, who came to him and trying to console him, by the way. And Va'at Amrit Tanya de Maisalach, you come and bring me a brisa that's approved to me. Meaning he said to me, Atalo Yadana de Shapar Kamina. You think I don't know that it's correct what was said? Havikazel, meaning what? That's not how anything's, that's not going to help me. Reish Lakish used to help me by breaking apart every word I said, and together we'd find emes. You bring me one riot to what I said. What did he do? Havikazel, v'karamane, he would walk around tearing his clothing, v'kabachi, and crying, anything he was wearing, he was tearing and crying. He was mamish, couldn't be consoled. He said in that double lashon, I have to get back there. Where are you, Bar Lakish? Where are you, Bar Lakish? He was screaming and crying, Rabbi Yochanan, until he went crazy. His mind went nuts. He lost it. So sad. Rabbi Yochanan lost his chavrusa. He couldn't handle it. Imagine. We all know, we've heard Rav Waxman sing years ago. I remember being there years ago when he gave over Rav Yechanan and Reish Lakish pre-Shavuos one year. If you haven't heard it, you have to listen to it. Mamaji, if you listen to that and you don't cry through it, something's wrong with you. And telling over this story. Rav Yechanan, who lost 10 children. Rav Yechanan lost 10 children. He used to walk around holding the bone of the smallest one. Rav Yechanan, he couldn't handle losing his chavrusa. He lost his mind. Bo Rabbanan Rachmela, the Rabbanan Davin to have Rachmanos on him, v'noch nafshe, and he passed away. So much to learn from Rabbi Yechanan, what a chavrusa should be for us, what Torah should be for us. Kiyem chayenu v'erchimenu, he couldn't live without that Torah. But here, Reish Lakish hears a Torah, he has 24 questions on it. He's thinking through it, he's omel b'moyach. And then finally, one last Gemara about Reish Lakish. Yemre'isa Talmud Shalamudo Kashlov Kabarzel. This is what Reish Lakish Omer. Reish Lakish says, if someone, you see a Talmud, and his learning is difficult, because he doesn't have his learning orderly, he doesn't have it straight. He's, what should he do? Listen, Maita Kante, listen to what Rishlaki says. Yarbe Bishiva. You know what you do? Sit and learn. Sit and learn. You gotta learn more.
Like Reish Lakish, have a Mesadr Mishnah Arbom Zimnin Kedegen Mem Yom Shinin Torah Vayelak Med Rabbi Yochanan. Before Reish Lakish would go learn with Rabbi Yochanan, he'd chazer that piece of Gemara 40 times Kedegen the 40 days Moshe was up at Har Sinai, so that everything would be straight and he'd have it clear 40 times. Shkoyach, we gave a lot of praise last week when we saw some of the Chevron in the Tivaria that learned Sota 8 times. It's incredible over Kayetzman. Incredible. Incredible accomplishment. Here's Reish Lakish. Before he'd go to learn the Chavrusa, he'd go through the Torah 40 times. And he sat, and he said, that's what you have to do. But let's get back to Gemara B'Masiyah. Why did Rabbi Yochanan say twice, Heichat Bar Lakisha, Heichat Bar Lakisha? Where are you, Reish Lakish? Where are you, Reish Lakish? So before we answer that, we have to understand, what is Amelus? What really is Amelus, Chavra? So there's Amelus could be understood in two ways, and I think it means both, there's no question. First of all, Amelus B'Torah means I'm willing to sacrifice my physical needs and desires to be able to sit and learn Torah. I'm going to make less money. Or so, Emes says, I won't make less money because HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives everything. But in the normal way of life, I'm going to take away time from my work to be able to sit and learn. And I'm going to go into the office a little later and I'm going to leave a little earlier. Or I'm going to be a little more tired, so I'm going to wake up earlier to learn. I'm going to eat a little bit less. I'm going to sleep less. So that I put in more time. I may lose, first of all, in time. Just sitting and learning and willing to sacrifice the gashmias of life for the ruchnias of Torah, because ultimately that's what's going to bring us Simchas Chaim. To be willing to sacrifice gashmias for that ruchnias. Sometimes, you know, we hear, myself, my wife, we hear, Baruch Hashem, it's very exciting when couples that we know, young couples, get married and they're able to go sit and learn in Eretz Yisrael, able to go to the mirror, go wherever it might be, it's beautiful, wonderful, it's an amazing way to start a marriage. For a year, for 2 years, whatever you could do, whatever it might be. But like sometimes, you know, the girl specifically will say something like, I'm sacrificing for Torah, I'm being Moser Nefesh, for my husband's Torah, and we're going, you're sacrificing for Torah? Your parents and your in-laws are going and paying for your beautiful apartment in Ramat Eshkol that has 4 bedrooms. You're getting a check from them for $2,000 a month to pay for all your groceries. And you have your driver over there that when you need, you'll go stay in your parents' apartment to Chves Nish, you know, in Rechavia for Shabbos. You're really roughing it for Torah, yeah. I mean, it's beautiful, wonderful. I'm very happy you're learning. That's what... Please. Amelus b'Torah means I'm willing to sacrifice mamish for Torah. It means I'm going to sleep less. I'm going to eat less. I'm going to enjoy the physicalities of life less. So that I learn Torah. And I'm going to sit, and that's going to be my avodah. And put in tremendous time to learning. Tremendous time. First, it's quantity. Just putting in as much time as I can to my learning. You know, there's a... I'm going to share a couple stories because I had this chus this past Shabbos to see. A lot of the chevron knows, remember when the book came out a couple years ago when Rav Yashiv was nifter, so one of my close friends from high school, his brother was a ben bias by Rav Yashiv. My close friend, Mordechai Kirshner, he made a bar mitzvah last Shabbos. So Mordechai Kirshner's younger brother, Rob Kirshner, but I don't remember what's his Hebrew name that he goes by now. But growing up, he was Rob. Rob Kirshner was a ben bias Bill Rav Yashiv. Rob Kirshner, you never would think would be a ben bias by Rav Yashiv when he was growing up, trust me. But he became a ben bias by Rav Yashiv. I'll just give you a little bit. You know, he went for his Shana Aleph, Shana Bet, Shana Gimel, whatever, for those years. He was in Ner Yaakov, Ner Jake. Chevron knows Ner Jake, Ovi Shalom. You remember this? You know such a place? Yeah. Usually guys like that don't become Bnei Bias by Rav Yashiv, you know? He was a Ben Bias by Rav Yashiv. And he wrote a whole book on Rav Yashiv. If you haven't read it yet, it's very kedai. I'd give it to you, but my copy someone has right now. But you should get it. It's incredible. I forget the title. It's probably like, I mean, every title, every book on Rav Yoshev is just Masmid, right? So it's like the Masmid, HaMasmid, whatever. So I saw it happen. So the Bar Mitzvah last Shabbos, I saw Rab at the Bar Mitzvah. We were schmoozing, we were talking. I was telling him still till today how often I think about that book and how much chizik it's given me in my emails, but Torah. So I'll tell you a story just because I just saw him. He has in the book, he wrote how one time it was an Erev Shabbos Kodesh in the summer like now with the long Erev Shabbos. And someone came to Rav Yashiv's house, had a very important shaila, wanted to ask him. And the Rebbetzin was there. You know who the Rebbetzin was? The Rebbetzin was right, Rav Aryeh Levine's daughter. So the Rebbetzin was there, and the Rebbetzin says, okay, he says, you could go ask the Shaila. My husband right now is in the Beis Medrash Oil Sara, that's where he would learn, we know, right? He's sitting and learning there, that's where Rav Yashiv was. But I ask you, the Rebbetzin says, I ask you one favor. Please don't ask the Shaila until his head comes up from the Gemara. When his head's in the Gemara, don't disturb him. Wait until he looks up from the Gemara. And that's when, even though you may think he's in thought, whatever, that's when you could ask him the Shaila, and then he'll go back to his learning. But don't disturb him when his head's in the Gemara. You hear this? You ready? So he goes, it's Erev Shabbos, it's 10 o'clock in the morning, when Shabbos is not till 8 o'clock at night. Okay, no problem. He goes to Oil Sara, and he's waiting, and he sees Rav Yashiv. Mama, just to see Rav Yashiv learning was like the biggest chizik in the world. In the Nigi, and some of us have seen the videos on YouTube. YouTube's good for something, at least, Baruch Hashem. And you can see, and Mama, his head is in the Gemara, and he's waiting. And he waits a half hour, and he waits 45 minutes. And Mama, she doesn't pick up his head from the Gemara. And he's flipping through the pages, head's in the Gemara. 1 hour, 2 hours, 3 hours, 7 hours straight. On Erev Shabbos Kodesh, he didn't take his head out of the Gemara, Rav Yashiv. 7 hours straight. Now I know that sounds crazy. A malach. Rav Yashiv was a malach. That's how you become a Rav Yashiv. That's how you become the God of Adar. That's how you become someone who's holding Kol HaTorah Kula on your fingertips. So for us, okay, maybe, I don't know, I don't believe, maybe I'm belittling myself, but that I could ever do such a thing. But Lamaisa, let's just think to ourselves, how often do we have our heads in the Gemara for 7 minutes straight? Just 7 minutes without looking up from a Gemara. 7 minutes without looking at our phone while we're learning. 7 minutes without looking the second, you know, the Beis Medrash, and someone walks in, look up, who's walking into the Beis Medrash now? Let's try, take it upon ourselves to sit, and when we sit, be in the Gemara and nowhere else. And maybe it's decide, see if you could go for a half hour straight without picking up your head. A half hour straight. Every day. A half hour. Because that's exponential growth. We all know the famous Torahs of Rav Chaim Shulevitz and the boiling pot of water. And about learning straight. That learning straight means my mind is fully in it. When I look at anything else, and I look at my phone, and I have a 2-minute batola session with my chavrusa, and it's not the same Torah. It's not the Torah of Ein Divrei Torah Miskayim Elo Mishumeim Atzmola. It's not the Torah of Amelus B'Torah. It's not the Torah where I'm sacrificing the gashmis of the world for that Torah. We have to be willing to sacrifice that. When we learn, we have to be fully invested in it. We have to understand something. We're mamish when we're learning with the Eibishter. We're not just learning His Torah, we're learning with Him. You ever learn Nefesh HaChaim? You ever learn Nefesh HaChaim? If the answer is yes, you know what I'm talking about. If the answer is no, you should learn Nefesh HaChaim. Something's wrong with you. How can you live in this world without learning Nefesh HaChaim? You should feel a loss. If you haven't gone through Nefesh HaChaim, the entire thing, then you should feel a big loss. You're going, people are going, and they're learning Sifrei Chassidus, and learning Sifrei other, Nefesh HaChaim, you have to learn Nefesh HaChaim, Rav Chaim V'Lajner. It's Mamish Yisoydish, Yisoydish of life. Take it upon yourself this summer, learn Nefesh HaChaim. And Nefesh HaChaim, Rav Chaim V'Lajner explains, that you're when you learn Torah, you're learning B'Chavruso with Hashem. He's saying the words with you.
Yeah, Rabbi, I don't believe that. You don't believe that? I trust Reb Chaim Volozhin. I'll go with Reb Chaim Volozhin. You might not, don't have to trust me on things I say. You could think that the stories I say are made up with the Chveis Nish, with couples that I meet with. Okay, fine. You have to come at night and see what goes on here. But Lemaiza, you cannot trust that. You want to not trust that? Don't trust that. But Reb Chaim Volozhin, I trust. Reb Chaim Volozhin, I trust. So we're learning with Hashem. Melech Malchem Lachem. You're gonna pay attention to anything else during that time? What's wrong with you? You had a meeting with Melech, with a king. In the middle of the meeting, you take out your phone and check a text that's coming your way? What, are you sick? Middle of the meeting, you're talking to the king, you're sitting at the desk, and the door opens up. You're gonna turn your back on the king? You have to see? You have to know every little person that comes into the room? You're talking with the Melech Malchem Lachem. You're learning with him. He's your chavrusa. Whereas chavrusa shaft, you want the best chavrusa. You want to get the best chavrusa. It's a newsman, Elul, summer. You going to? You want to get a good chavrusa. You know who your chavrusa is? The Eibishter. Can you get a better one than that? But you're going to look all over the world. We can't be mavatal 1 second, and we have to be willing to be moiser nefesh for it. The Rambam tells us. The Rambam in Hilchos Talmud Torah. Paragimel Yud Beis, and he quotes from what we quoted before, but he starts Ein Divrei Torah Miskaymes B'Mishem Arapat Aleim. The Lo Beilu Shaloyim Mitach Idem Mitach Achil Ishtia. Divrei Torah is only Miskayim if you're willing to break yourself over it. If you're going to do it with all the luxuries of life, with pleasure of eating and drinking, it's not going to work that way. You're never going to connect in the way that we can. And it won't be a Torah that's protecting us from Yetzirah. Elamisha Meimet Atmaleim Tsar Gufo Tamid Veloti and Shina Leina Lafav Tnuma. And you're willing to sleep less. You're willing to sleep less. That means I get up 5 o'clock in the morning to sit and learn because I have a job that I have to go to. Or I go to sleep 1 o'clock at night or 2 o'clock at night because I got home late because I had an internship, I had a job, I had a chveis nish, I had my family I got to spend time with. Zois, and he quotes the Gemara. Zois, from our parasha, Zois at Torah Adam Kiyamis Boil, Ein at Torah Miskayim Selishim Meimet Tatzmala. But I want to tell you one more thing. The very next halacha just happens to be, and obviously everything's Masudr in the Rambam. If you ever learn Rambam, and right after him telling you what Amelis is, he tells you, Afal Pisha Mitzvah Lilmod Biyom Vilayla. Even though there's a mitzvah Gita Biyom Vilayla, you have to learn day and night. Ein Adam Lamed Roiv Chachmaso Ela Vilayla. You're going to learn most of your chachma at night. V'vichem misharatz alischus b'kaz haTorah yizar b'chol leilosav lo yaved afilu echad me'mashina v'achil v'shtia v'zicha. You have to make your nights productive. You have to make sure to learn at night. First of all, at night is when all the averas tachas Hashemesh go down also, so you might as well be learning to even just to protect you from that. Amru chacham ein rina shel Torah el b'layla. The singing of Torah is at night. You want HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be by your side during the day. A chutzul chazan, you learn Torah at night. Emes, whatever is going on in our life during the day, at night when things are quiet and dark, sit and learn and steig. That's what nights are for. But the emes is, there's an amelus b'Torah of making the most of every moment and sacrificing the gashmis. But the other amelus b'Torah is when I'm there, I'm fully in it. Not just not looking around or anything else, but really giving my all. Really giving my all, meaning my mind, my heart, my hislavus is there. Not just I sit and I happen to read some words and I check, I checked off my hours learning morning Seder, and checked off my hour learning night Seder, and I checked off my block Gemara that I learned today, and I checked off. It's my life. I got to give my all to it. It's an amelus of time, but it's quality as well. It's giving my heart and giving my mind to the Torah. And that was Reish Lakish in both ways. Reish Lakish was one that sat and gave time. He said, sit and learn. And he went through it time and time again, 40 times. But he was, and that's the Gemara in Tainis, but also he's the same Reish Lakish of Sanhedrin, that he's Oiker Harim B'Toichnin Zebzeh. He's mamish taking those Gemaras and he's breaking them apart and thinking them through and using his heart and soul in every single Gemara he learned. And I saw this Shvi'a Pinchas, he suggests maybe that's what Rabbi Yochanan was talking about.
Barlech kasha heichiata, barlech kasha heichiata. He repeats, where are you, Reish Lakish? What's he missing? Both aspects of Hamel's betoyer of Reish Lakish. He's missing the aspect of Reish Lakish of sitting and steiging, the aspect of breaking every moment apart. And this is what we need in our learning. This is what we need over the summer. And yes, it's true, we have other responsibilities, perhaps. That doesn't take away from being Amel B'Torah. Every one of us Amel B'Torah is different amounts. Some Amel B'Torah is 12 hours a day instead of 10 hours a day. Some of us, it's 2 hours instead of an hour. It's subjective to who we are and what else is going on in our life. But it's pushing as much as we can, and it's when we're in it, we're fully in it. And nothing else exists. And when we do that, it's going to be the biggest shmira of anything else. Because the Torah will be etched on my heart. It will be zois chukas haTorah. It will be chokak. It will be etched on me. Milashen chuk. It will be part of me in everything that I do. And when I walk away from it, as the Rambam said, the chut shel chesed will be with me. Meaning the Rabbonu Shel Olam will be with me in everything that I do. From the Torah that I learn. I'll be a different person all day long. The Rabbonu Shel Olam gave me a matana, Baruch Hashem. You know, we're in the month already of Tammuz. The month of Tammuz and Av are the difficult months of the year. Churban Beis Hamikdash, we're going to, for not Zoich HaMashiach, have a Shivas B'Tammuz. So these are days we have to rebuild the Beis Hamikdash. And we know the Gemara tells us, Amav Dar Shlo Baruch Hu Tar Tchila, that we didn't make a Berchaz HaTorah. A bracha of lasoik b'divrei Torah. Lasoik means I'm going to put an amelus, I'm going to put hard work into it, I'm going to deal with it. I didn't put an amelus b'Torah even though I was learning, maybe. That's what Birchas HaTorah is. So we have to put amelus b'Torah to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. If you take gematria of chai amelus b'Torah with the koilo, chai amelus b'Torah, a life of amelus b'Torah, is gematria 1218, exactly gematria binyan base hamigdash maher. We will build the base hamigdash quickly. You hear that? Can't make that up. Chai ameles betorah 1218, gematria binyan base hamigdash maher. We'll build the base hamigdash quickly. Because that's all Kadosh Baruch Hu wants from us. All that we're doing, we're going to wipe away because Torah will be the tavlin. But it has to be a melus b'Torah. Tell you one other story about Rav Yashiv in this book from my friend Rob Kirshner. I think I might have shared this story once before, but it's awesome. It was Matzah Yom Kippur. About 4 years before Rav Yashiv was Nifter. So he was about 100 years old. He was about 100 years old. It was a very tough Yom Kippur, but he fasted. Matzah Yom Kippur's minhag was to have a suda of fleishik, it's yontif. As fleishiks. Oh. As it's a night of yontif, those of us have been by Tulsar Mitzlik with Arla. So after he ate, he was a little bit tired after a whole day fasting and davening, 100 years old, and he ate a little fleish, and he went to sleep. 45 minutes later, he woke up, he couldn't sleep anymore. So he started to learn. Now he had a grandson with him. And after a while, he's learning for a long time. His grandson went to sleep for a few hours, whatever it was, woke up. As the grandson sees his Zayd is still learning, he says he's going to make him a cup of coffee. And he made him a cup of coffee with milk. And he brings it to his Zayd, he brings it to his grandfather. And he says to his Zayd, to Rav Yashiv, here, I made you some coffee. He says, so Rav Yashiv says, is there milk inside? Yeah, there's milk inside, that's how you like the coffee. He says, how could I have it? I had a fleishik suda, I can't have the milk. His grandson said to him, what do you mean, Zaidi? That was over 6 hours ago. Rav Yashiv is around 100 years old, Matzah Yom Kippur. And what does he do with Matzah Yom Kippur? He took a 45-minute nap and learning for 6 hours straight. And didn't even realize.
Didn't even realize. Amelus b'Torah. Samir Tashem. Chevra. We're entering in. We're already in. Mamish entering in. A Zman that's... A Zman of Churban. It's a Zman of Churban b'Gashmi, but as the Nefesh HaChaim explains as well, there's no Churban b'Gashmi without a Churban b'Ruchni. He explains how Titus did nothing and there was no destruction in Beis HaMikdash. They have no power over Beis HaMikdash. It's all us. Because of what we did. And if it's a Zman of Churban b'Gashmi, it's a Zman of Churban b'Ruchni. It's up to each and every one of us to be metaking that in our Ruchnis. And how so? La'asik b'divrei Torah. To have a melech b'Torah, zos haTorah adam chiyam espoil. And that would be the biggest shmir for ourselves, for all of Klal Yisrael. And through the schus of Chai, a melech b'Torah will be zoyech in a binyan, b'Sam Migdash, maher, b'kar of mamish, b'ez Hashem, b'sbarach.